This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Jennifer Horn is off this week. It's the week of reflection, if you will. And I was reflecting on something you were talking about on the program, this business of what influences youngsters and how many parents are so. And it sounds judgmental, I guess. Maybe I sound like an old codger, but the facts are on my side, and it's not always so I bring you things where the facts are their thoughts, but they're not necessarily based in fact. But the facts when it comes to raising children and what they're being exposed to in terms of the technology. When I say the technology, I'm talking about the visual stimulation that they get from being around devices when they're like 2 years old. Why would you have your child at 2 years old watching something like that Peppa Pig or any of the other things? You know how many children now have ADD? And the stimulation is there, but they can't focus. There are just too many devices. There's too much television. There are too many video games. We were talking about how doing remote schoolwork is something that is difficult for some because the Internet's not that good. I don't think that the business about fixing the Internet has happened yet. I mean, a lot of the stuff that became intolerable because the big tech companies didn't want to supply the technology that's needed to run all these devices in bad neighborhoods or in areas where there aren't a lot of population. There isn't a lot of population. So, you know, but I've seen pictures, Victoria, of the children doing this remote schoolwork, and they have their phone. Let's say they've got an iPad or they've got a small laptop or something in front of them, and they're working, supposedly, the teacher is at the other end, and that's what you're seeing. But there is a phone by their side. So they've got the phone, I'm talking about kids that are Miles' age. Miles doesn't have any of this stuff, but buy your kid a phone at 5 years old? What's the matter with you? Mm. What are you thinking? Do you even know? Or are you just so damn selfish that you don't want to be bothered with what it takes to be a good parent, and that is spending time with your child? You're so distracted yourself using the same items, using all of the stimulation that's around you. You know, you don't take the time. And if it sounds like I'm being critical, yeah. One of the big things that we've learned this past year, as we go back over the year, if you want to spend a little time looking back at 2020, in the sense that technology has basically ruled the day because everybody's gone remote, including remote learning, which, as you were pointing out, has been a dismal failure, especially in the communities where there are a lot of people that don't have any money. And, you know, so this whole thing, the human brain is not made for this. Entertainment all the time, stimulation all the time. What the heck are we doing to ourselves and to our children? I think that that's really the lesson of, if there's any lesson, specific lesson for me anyway, looking back the year, that's been the message. We have overstimulated ourselves to the point of having technology take over. We're becoming like zombies, and it is not healthy. But I'm not going to stop it as a single individual or some of the people that have the same point of view as I do, because there's just too much of it, and it's too easy to get it and to use it. So, you know, you just learn lessons, and I don't know what the resolve is to it. I know it isn't something that happens in my family, and hopefully it's something that you're thinking about with your family. I thought it was interesting to look at some of the things. I figure, okay, we can devote 1 hour to looking, but what everybody else is doing, the radio is full of, the year in review. I don't want to review the year necessarily.
We're still because living it. We watched a thing on Netflix last night called Death to 2020, and it's a British kind of satire, really. But
right.
And Samuel L. Jackson's in it, and Hugh Grant, and there are a lot of funny parts in it. But it's also just like, I was sitting there, and I kind of winced at a lot of it. It's just too real. It's too soon.
Mm-hmm. The number of journalists who've been murdered around the world has doubled this past year, about 30 or so who have been killed because of their investigative reporting. You know, the best example, I suppose, is the Saudi Arabian example. Although, was that even this year? Was that last year? Well, that was last year, wasn't it?
Last year, yeah.
Yeah, right. So anyway, there's a group called the Committee to Protect Journalists examining a number of cases, dangerous assignments, people that are involved. They go, you know, Walter Cronkite, who some of you may remember, some of you may not. He cut his teeth being a combat reporter in World War II. That's where he became well known. He filed reports every day for CBS Radio. And I mean, this guy was in his 20s, I think, at the time. Maybe young, maybe about the same age as the soldiers he was reporting on. And he was in the most dangerous environments you could imagine. And sometimes journalists do go out into these very, very difficult and dangerous situations, but that's to tell the story. Anyway, so that's something, I guess we look back at it. I noticed that TikTok has done some food trends for this past year. Did you see that? The food videos that people were looking at because they were quarantined. The number one food trend, at least according to TikTok, is cloud bread. Now, you're going to have to help me on this one. It's something. It's an airy pastel colored bread that was originated with the Atkins diet.
Yeah, it's almost no carbs.
Yeah, do you like it?
I've never had it. I'm sort of a little tempted to make it. Apparently, it's not that difficult to make, but it's kind of like
it's quick and easy. Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, it's like angel food cake, but bread. And then the reason that it took off on TikTok and Instagram is because you can add a little bit of food coloring and you can make it look really pretty. So it kind of looks like a big fluffy cloud. So yeah, that.
But isn't it all sugar?
No, it's Atkins, so there's no sugar or carbs.
Oh, there isn't any sugar in it at all. Ah, okay. So that's why it's more popular than a manner of speaking. All right, let's see what else, according to TikTok, is an important food trend of this past year. Nacho table. If you like nachos, I guess this is something, again, I'm not a tortilla.
Yeah, that's based on, if you've ever been anywhere in the South, especially coastal areas, they do, you know, they'll put out, the whole table has all the boiled crab claws and lobster and whatever. So they instead of doing a seafood table, it's now a nacho table. That's something that became a trend.
Really? Does that appeal to you?
Well, I'm not around other people, so this is like groups of people doing this, families and stuff. Yeah, it's family style.
Thought we were supposed to do that.
Well, no, if it's in your family, a lot of families who live together, and you know, it's a fun thing that the kids would do. It became very popular on TikTok.
Yeah. All right, so here's the number three thing, according to TikTok, whipped coffee. You and I are not coffee drinkers, so your husband drink coffee?
No, I'm more of a coffee drinker.
You didn't drink coffee.
Well, I don't drink it every day, but I love coffee, but I couldn't handle it anymore. I couldn't sleep at night, so I was drinking too much. But during the pandemic, though, I did buy an espresso machine, so I make my own cappuccino every once in a while. I love it. But I've never made the whipped coffee, but it looks incredible. It's the South Korean coffee called, like, Dalgona coffee or Dalgona, something like that. I don't have it in front of me. That's where it started, and it looks very beautiful. It looks like a whipped pudding, almost like a really light fluffy mousse, but it's just coffee.
All right, let's see here. Homemade popcorn, another TikToker. Jack and Mary have a popcorn maker. When I was visiting with them in Salt Lake weekend before last, they made the best. This popcorn was fabulous. And I'm trying to remember what she cooked it in and how it had the flavor that it did. But, you know, you go to the theaters now, you can get popcorn again if you go to the theater, but the popcorn is always, I shouldn't say, it depends on the theater chain. AMC has the worst. I think Arclight has the best. Arclight is a regional West Coast theater chain that's very upscale, and their popcorn is fab. But the stuff you get in, going back to the homemade thing, have there been a lot of homemade popcorn makers sold this year? I'm gathering that's,
Yep, because lots of binge watching and lots of family movie nights, and you've got to keep the kids entertained. And yeah, lots of popcorn makers have been selling.
Why do we have to keep the kids entertained? Why can't we teach them how to read and they can read themselves?
I don't have kids. I don't know. I'm just saying. This is what my friends who have little ones, they're schooling all day long, and then they do family movie night or whatever before they go to bed. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Well, I don't know.
I had family movie night growing up with my parents, so,
you
know. Yeah, of course.
I didn't have anything growing up.
I know. You're an alien.
Miles, though, they do that. They don't do movie night, but they do book night. They read to him every night, and he looks forward. He says, let's go to bed. I want to go to bed, Mommy, so you can read me a story. And he's got some great new stories this Christmas, really fabulous, great new interesting stories about outer space. He's now gotten into the outer space thing. He loves space stuff. So, all right, and let's see. Number five on the TikTok list is the Starbucks taste tester.
This was a huge story.
Yeah. You want to review it for us? Memorable story from Starbucks. Yeah.
Yeah, this young girl who I don't remember how old she is, maybe 18, 19.
Karen Short is her name.
Yeah, she does Starbucks review videos. So whenever Starbucks has a new drink out or a new food item, she does a TikTok, like a taste testing video. And live on camera, she realized she's taking a sip of this like super sugary new drink. And she was like, this has no flavor. And then she realized on camera that she couldn't taste or smell anything. And that's how she knew she had COVID. And so it was a big awareness moment for young people, like people in high school who follow her, because they all kind of thought they were immune to it, to getting COVID. And it really freaked her out. That I watched the video and she's genuinely freaked out that she lost her taste and smell. So it was a good lesson, I think, to send out to other kids. Like, look, you have to take this seriously. Wear a mask. Get tested. Don't infect older, more vulnerable people.
Makes a lot of sense. The DJV download that's currently available for you to listen to at djvshow.com is a focus that we had on the full moon and the effect on us right now. And as we go ahead into 2021, we also talked about Lori Loughlin getting released from jail and what all of that Huzzer I was about this past year, the stimulus check, and how much we're going to get, or do we even know we're going to get something, and the number of COVID deaths, the number going down rapidly in some areas of the country, so that's good. All of that pieced together with lots of other conversation, it's the daily DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
One of the things that happened to us this year, musically speaking, there were a number of new songs that came into our life that reviewed what the quarantine brought to us, Victoria. Doug Steffen, it's Victoria Keelan and Doug on the DJV program with the music that made it, that was certainly geared to us thinking and reflecting on this year. Here's Gun Hill Road with a redo of Back When My Hair Was Short, a song that was big in 1973. It's called Back When We Used to Hug. Yeah. And we look forward to that. Also this past year, Dolly Parton dropped a new song called When Life Is Good Again. That's not this one. There we go. All right, next switch. Push that button and it's a green light. Life is good again, Miss Dolly. Mavis Staples released a new song with Jeff Tweedy. The name of the song is All In It Together. We have, I love technology. Don't you love it? Okay. Let's see if this button works. Let me try another button. Do you want another song, Phil, instead of this one, or what's the problem? Certainly sounds like Mavis Staples, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Mavis had a big year. Despite being on tour.
She's like 86 or something. She's
Dolly
still out there.
Mavis both had big years.
Yeah, big years. All right, 25 and change after the hour on the DJV program. So Michael Bublé, also in this group of people. Gotta be patient. New quarantine song. I just want to feel your love.
Cause Instagram is not enough for me.
That's not Michael Bublé. Who is that? With the bare naked lady. Oh, okay.
Let's enjoy this combination.
Yeah.
Was that on the air, Phil? I can't tell. Were you in my ear?
Yeah, that was on the air.
Okay. The bare naked lady. That's what we're hearing. With Michael Bublé.
Well, I guess it depends on an age thing. If with some people, they'd put Bare Naked Ladies first. Some people would put Michael Bublé first. But anyway, yeah, it's a combo. I just want to see my friends. All right, Big and Rich had a new single as well for the pandemic. Stay Home. Kind of a feel-good single.
This was a great song. I love this.
Yeah. Now, friend, you ain't alone. Gotta do is just stay home. Yeah. We're all about half crazy. Kids are bouncing off the walls. Job's done, got canceled. Mama's pacing down the hall. Homeschool's now in session, and I'm pulling out my hair. It's halfway through the morning. I'm still in my underwear. Stay home.
Stay home. This was my favorite of the year.
There were a whole lot of them,
but this was my favorite.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good one. Is Lewis working his underwear at home?
No, but we're in comfy, loungy pants all day.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. 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 That's a good song. John Rich. What's the other guy's name? I don't remember what his name is. Anyway, he's got a bar down someplace.
Yes.
I think one of the guys
Nashville?
Does. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
One of the bars in Nashville? Yeah.
Yeah. Big and Rich, Stay Home. There it is, a list of some of the songs that came out in honor of COVID and this music.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Trump administration has begun sending out stimulus payments of up to $600 to millions of Americans. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the government would begin the process of mailing out paper checks today as lawmakers continue to argue over the $2,000 payments for Americans making less than $75,000 a year. A San Bernardino police officer was wounded Tuesday afternoon while attempting to arrest a homicide suspect in Southern California. The suspect later died after an exchange of gunfire. Police officers were trying to arrest the homicide suspect when the shooting occurred. The suspect was wanted in connection with the slaying that occurred earlier this year. The fugitive accused of opening fire on a Pennsylvania police officer while handcuffed was caught Tuesday following a nine-day manhunt. U.S. Marshals captured Kobe Francis in an apartment complex in Clarksburg, West Virginia around 6 p.m. local time. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Less than a week away, the Georgia Senate runoffs will decide the fate of power in the United States. USA Radio News Dan Araki has more.
With a week to go before a pair of Senate runoff elections in Georgia, more than 2.3 million people have already voted. About 1.5 million have taken advantage of in-person early voting, while another 800,000 mail-in ballots have been received. Representative Elise Stefanik says it's vital for Georgia Republicans to get out and vote. The New York Republican tells Fox News that Georgia is the only thing keeping radical Democrats from control of the Senate.
This is something that the RNC, as well as the Republican Senate majority, is really focused on, as well as the Georgia GOP, making sure that we have ballot integrity and security in our election system. Every vote matters, and we need to make sure that every Republican voter turns out, because if our voter turns out, we win. We cannot hand over the control of the United States Senate to Chuck Schumer. I see it in New York, how radical far left he is. He does not represent mainstream America. Certainly, he doesn't represent my district or mainstream Georgia. So for those, we need them to turn out to vote. Early vote is now until Thursday or in person on Election Day. Every vote's going to matter in this race.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Japanese company Sumitomo Forestry has announced a joint development project with Kyoto University to test the idea of using wood as a component in satellite construction. Some of the major components in most satellites include aluminum, Kevlar, and aluminum alloys, which are able to withstand both temperature extremes and constant bombardment by radiation. The major benefit of wood-based satellites is they would burn up completely when returning to Earth. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Bryant.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It was, I heard this.
Oh my gosh, I think I was 8 years old the last time I heard
this. 34 after the hour. Inside the world of 2020, inside whether it's this week or last week or this month or last month or through the course of the year, a lot of things change. Always they do. And we look back on things, and that theme for Murder, She Wrote was iconic. You're right. When you were a youngster, I don't know, I don't remember how old I was, but certainly that was a big, big television show. And the lady who starred, now I'm looking, I can see her, but I can't remember her name. It was the
Angela Lansbury.
Angela Lansbury, that's right, too. Mm-hmm. She'd been a big star, a big movie star, and was one of the first to go the route of television. To, you know, the people look
big
at
Broadway
it at that
star
time.
Too.
Yeah,
Tony
at
Award
that time,
Broadway
people looked down their nose at television. Ew, television, I'm not going to do television. I'm a big Broadway star, or I'm a big movie star. Why would I do that? It's just the opposite today. But at any rate, so the person that created this show that's identified with Angela Lansbury and that theme, what was the person's name, Victoria?
William Link. William Link. He created Murder, She Wrote, as well as Columbo.
Yeah.
And Murder, She Wrote started in 1980. I just looked it up because I was curious. It started in 1984, and it went to 1996, which I don't remember it lasting that long.
12 years.
In the 90s, but
yeah.
Well, and then Columbo, I think, was more late 70s, right? I never watched Columbo, but I
Columbo, Cannon, all those shows about those detectives, excuse me, that were popular at the time. Yeah, yeah, they were all around then.
And well, so, William Link, he passed away at the age of 87 on a couple days ago of congestive heart failure. He lived in Los Angeles with his wife of more than 40 years, Marjorie, and they issued a statement paying tribute to his long career and, you know, certainly bringing the character of Jessica Fletcher as a female detective, even though she was an amateur detective, but bringing her to life, which I think it was based on... who was the novelist, the mystery writer, the female mystery writer? I'm blanking on her name now.
She lived
in my town, too, in New Jersey.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, so it was based on her that character, but that was kind of groundbreaking because they not only cast an older woman, Angela Lansbury in 1984 was, you know, certainly not, you know, she was no spring chicken, as they say, so it was kind of groundbreaking in a lot of different ways, but what a great show, and good writing, and it was, that was every Sunday night, right after 60 Minutes, that was what was playing in our house.
Yep, it's a big time to be watching TV. Sunday night's the most popular night for television in the week. And Saturday is the least watched for obvious. Well, used to be that way. It's not so much that way now because nobody goes goes anywhere on Friday. It's not Friday night, Saturday night, date night anymore. New, new, new. All right, let's talk about not just 2020. I suppose I could give you a news quiz, but going back to the decade, or maybe even the last, you know, we can't seem to wait to kiss off 2020 for sure. There are the usual retrospectives that will chronicle the year that you've heard on news stations or some of the talk shows, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, maybe even some of the music. I'd love to have Casey Kasem really did such a fabulous job of doing these music shows. And we do our, weekly talk radio countdown show that's heard on many of these same stations and other stations as well. A couple of hours reflecting on the hot hits and talk radio for the week. But these are things that we all, you know, when you think about, what happened going back, September 11th feels so long ago, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. You know, when you think about it, that was the year that the iPod was born. Do you remember iPod? They're not even around anymore. But
sure.
It was we used to put our music down. I said we. I never did, but my children did for sure, and so did lots of others. It's also the year George Harrison died. I'm thinking about that a little bit.
2001? Is that what year we're in? We're in 2001?
Yeah. And then in 2003, we invaded Iraq. I just do not remember that. The Shuttle Columbia, remember, reentered over Florida, and that was the end of those seven astronauts. That was 17 years ago. And then
I don't even know what that is. Wait, what?
What? You don't remember
seven
the
astronauts
Columbia?
Died? No.
Yeah, there was in the fall of 2003... After we have invaded Iraq, we had not a lot of attention paid to what was going on in America. But the Columbia shuttle had done the usual thing that the shuttle does. And then when it was re-entering over Florida, something happened. One of the outside, they had they had these tiles on the outside of the shuttle. And they somehow or other peeled off. And the thing overcooked and disintegrated as it was re-entering the atmosphere over Florida.
Huh.
All of them gone. So, you don't remember, that's interesting, because that was 17 years ago. 2004, the beginning of Facebook. Imagine. Think about that. 2004. So it's only 16 years ago. And look at the power that these people have that run Facebook, even after just 16 years. I think that's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Google isn't much older than that. How long has Google been? Google's been around about the same amount of time. Think of our lives and how they've changed so quickly. Twitter started in 2006. The iPhone was something that was developed or started to be sold in 2007, right?
Mm-hmm. I had the first iPhone, yeah.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the recession that started in 2008 and then entered into... the White House was Barack Obama, but he was blamed for it, but he wasn't his fault. George Bush and his spending of trillions of dollars in that damn war in Iraq, man. Whew. Then, in 2009, after the recession started, the swine flu. You know, we're all so focused on this current situation. The swine flu was much worse in terms of deaths than what we've had with COVID, but the world didn't stop. It didn't shut down. Same can be said for SARS. It really was. I mean, you think about it. I think part of that is I'm going through all this stuff because we've become a ninny nanny state because of Facebook, because of Twitter, because of the iPhone, all this technology and all of this stuff being repeated, and we go around in circles and we scare the hell out of each other with stuff. You know, certainly it's a serious problem, but it wasn't. The swine flu was much more of a problem. That was only 11 years ago, and we seem to have forgotten that. 2011, the population of the world hit 7 billion. But remember, now think about this. Obama was president. Remember everybody, Hillary Clinton, was sitting around in the White House strategy room watching the soldiers going to kill Osama bin Laden? Remember that? That was 2011. Mm-hmm. Seems like much more recently than that, doesn't it? When you think about it. I don't know, to me.
It feels like a million years ago to me.
Does it really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin, that was 2012.
Oof.
The Boston Marathon bombing was 2013.
I remember vividly. Oh, my gosh. I remember watching that coverage on TV and following the police scanner online. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was that manhunt that ensued, probably not far from where you live, right?
Nope.
Through those neighborhoods?
Yep, 12 miles from where I live. Yep. Edward Snowden also released all those. So he's been gone. That's another thing we've been talking about a lot this week because we think he's responsible for the Russian hacks into everything. And he's become sort of a celebrity in Russia. And, you know, I've always thought that the release of the classified documents was a good thing, but I don't think that he, since then, has done anything to help us out a little bit. Let's see.
Oh, I think he's not helping us out at all. I think that he is firmly behind all of the Russian hacking that's been happening.
Yeah,
we don't know. I mean, the most recent hacks that we just found out about a couple weeks ago, those were so widespread and so dangerous, and we still don't even know what information they took or what they planted. I mean, we used the analogy a couple weeks ago. It's like having, you know, thieves in your house when you're not home, and every time you leave, they go into your home, and you don't really know what they did or what they touched, because that nothing is out of place. That's the scariest part about the whole Russian hacking. All of these major corporations, utilities, everything, we don't know what they did. And that, to me, that just reeks of Edward Snowden. There's no other reason why he's been untouched, an American untouched completely and given the royal treatment, the red carpet treatment to live in Moscow. I mean, I don't know why people are making this guy a hero, because he's no hero to me. I think he's a treasonous terrorist.
Yeah. In 2014, Don Pardo, the voice of Saturday Night Live, but he'd been around in the game show network for years. Started out as a big radio. He's a voice that you couldn't ever forget. He died. Robin Williams committed suicide in 2014. Oh, that seems
sad.
Like, my God, that's 6 years ago. Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see what happened in 2015. Leonard Nimoy died. And Yogi Berra.
Mr. Spock, right?
Yep. Spock.
Dr. Spock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dr. Spock. Yeah, right. Let's see here. The Orlando nightclub. Remember that gay nightclub, 2016?
Yes.
49 people got shot there.
Horrible.
Yep. All right. So here, look at some of these things that we think were just around the corner. 2017. I look back at who passed away. Jerry Lewis, Hugh Hefner, Chuck Berry, Fats Domino, Jay Giles, Tom Petty, Don Rickles, Roger Moore, Mary Tyler Moore. Wow. And in 2018, Bill Cosby went to prison. How about that? And just think, you know, and then
that's probably
you
only a bit of good news. All these years are marked by negative things that happen.
Yeah, yeah. So now we look back at 2019. I think one of the most important stories of 2019 was the Boeing 737 MAX. And now, if you haven't heard, the Boeing 737 MAX will be flown commercially starting next week. American goes back into the air with their 13. And you know what they've done, those tricky son of a guns? They've taken all of this time this year every 737 that they have retrofitted to make it look exactly like a 737 MAX. So every 737 they have now looks, the interior looks the same. The seats are cheap. They've been put together closer. There's an extra row in every plane. The first class section is a piece of crap. The plane's a piece of crap. So their entire 737 fleet now looks just like a MAX. And that's, you know, there you go.
You know, but this was, I was surprised because this, the first official flight with the 737 MAX was on Tuesday, and it went from Miami to LaGuardia.
Yeah, yeah, I think.
And so,
yeah.
But I'm surprised that it didn't get more attention. I mean, you and I have talked about it, so I was kind of paying attention to it. But I was really surprised that they, no pun intended, but they really flew under the radar. And it, you know, went off without a hitch, and there was no incident, so maybe that's why. But I don't know. This is not a plane that I would feel comfortable flying on.
Well, 737, they just put the kiss of death on 737s, period, as far as I'm concerned. Southwest isn't putting their 737 MAXs back until the spring. United had 14 of them, and they're not using them again until February. But American is the world's cheapest airline, and they want to, you know, people say, you're always complaining about it, yet you fly them all the time. Well, they kind of get you hooked.
Them.
Yeah, exactly.
You're stuck with your miles
I'm stuck with the miles there. Yep. So, at any rate, there's maybe a couple of questions about this year as we reflect just a bit here on the DJV program, 47 after the hour.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, what I forgot about the 737, Alaska Airlines, that bought out Virgin and is trying to get rid of all the Airbuses, ordered 68 of these things this week from Boeing. And Boeing's happy to sell them to them because they got 400 of them on the ground from canceled orders from other airlines. So you'll quickly see these 737 MAXs all over Alaska Airlines in the next couple of months. So anyway, and this is in light, they're the first ones to order any large group of planes. The number of planes being delivered 70% less this year than last year, duh. Anyway, and so they want to get rid of the Airbus jets and put the Boeing planes in because that's what their fleet has been. But I can't, anyway,
As someone who's tall, I'm almost 5'10", have always enjoyed flying on an Airbus way more because I like the window seat, and there's just so much more room overhead. You don't have to do the thing where you're crawling out of your seat. And I just have always found an Airbus to just be a much nicer experience.
They're configured, even the airline decides how they're going to configure the seats, but, you know, the interior design is pretty much all the same. As you've said, they have figured out how to logistically place the bins in a way that you don't whack. You're right. The older 737s, you whack your head when you get up. But they've changed that. The American planes are all now the new design, so you don't whack your head, at least when you get up out of the seat.
Well, back in steerage where I fly, I still whack my head.
10 before the hour on the DJV show.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Time for a little bark and meow and whatever. How about a moo? Where is there? Is there a moo here somewhere? Moo. Time for a visit from our pet expert. People say, what do you mean pets and cows? Pigs are pets. I have pet cows. So if I have pet cows, why shouldn't everybody have a pet cow, Warren, right?
Start. I agree.
This
I
is the way to ring in the new year.
Be a little too much for my apartment to have a pet cow, but yeah.
Well, people have pet pigs in their homes. I knew a lady once, a couple of years ago, who had 3 or 4 pigs that lived in the house with her. And it's okay. She's a little weird, but...
You think?
I find them. All right, so Warren.
Yes.
We're into the winter weather here, winter wonderland. It's cold here. It's 22 degrees where I am. I think we talked about this a couple of years ago. When I first got Daisy, I got her a sweater. And so when it was cold, she would wear a sweater, but she didn't like it. She was always itching and scratching at it. So what do you do for the dog that you want to protect? You want to put something... Victoria, you put any clothing on your dogs when you take them out?
Yes. Yeah, we just were in a snowstorm up in Kingston, New York. So it was Chester's first time ever in the snow. And so we got them both winter coats. And, they Chester seems to really like his coat, but Bentley just tries to shake it off. So
we just
limit the amount of time that they are spending outdoors in cold weather.
But it's important to have a coat on or a sweater. I mean, try a different type of coat. I mean, I live in Southern California. My dogs run around butt naked all the time. But if you live in a cold area, a coat or a sweater is really important. I want to give you some real important tips. Number one, when it's cold, whether it's snowing or not, animals will curl up in the engine of cars overnight because generally they're warm. So before you get in your car in the morning, I always tell people, kick the tires, pound on the hood to make sure no cat, no squirrel, no animals went in there to get warm. That's really important. A lot of animals get chopped up every year because people don't do that. Also, make sure that that you understand the hypothermia. So be alert that dogs and cats suffer from that as well. But here's some, those are basic tips, okay? Don't let them lick the antifreeze. Antifreeze is very dangerous. It's got a sweet smell. It can kill dogs and cats.
Yeah,
so keep them
very dangerous.
Antifreeze.
Here's
some things people might not know about, things that I came up with years ago. For example, people like to have a clean-smelling dog. They like to bathe their dog frequently. But bathe your dogs as little as possible during cold weather. Washing too often can actually remove essential oils and increase the chance of developing dry, flaky skin. So make sure you don't overbathe your dog when it's cold weather. A lot of people would think the opposite. Also, with the paws, when you take your dog for a walk, it's really important to clean their paws. They could be walking on salt or other chemicals. That's important. But if you have a dog like Victoria has, it's also important to wipe off the belly, because a lot of those salts and chemicals can get on the belly as well. So that's really important. And don't shave your dog down. A lot of people shave their dog down. Let them have that long coat in the wintertime. It reacts the same way as insulation. And one more thing. If your dog is out in the snow, an animal's dog or the coat gets wet, make sure that you dry them off carefully, because when a dog's coat is wet, it loses the insulating ability. So make sure you dry your dogs very carefully. Keep them out for short periods of time. Make sure you keep them in the house when it's cold outside as well. And just make sure that you're safe and keep them indoors. That's the bottom line. When it's cold outside, keep them indoors. And also remember, very often when they get snow between their toes and they lick that, they can develop a little sore. So wipe off their feet when they come in the house carefully.
Yeah. How important are booties? Because a lot of people like putting booties on their dogs, especially smaller dogs, and the dogs just seem to absolutely hate them. I've never used them on any of my dogs, but I see... Sometimes I feel guilty when I'm out with the boys, because sometimes, their paws could get cold. But yeah, do they work, or is it important?
Yeah, they do work. They do work, and they are pretty important, depending on where you live. If you live in an area that gets a lot of wet snow and stuff. But the thing is that it's very difficult to adjust dogs to it. Some dogs just snap right up. I've had dogs that loved having their booties put on, but I made it a fun experience. I put them on just before I fed them for a couple of weeks. And I put them on just before I went outside and took them off. So they adapted to them pretty well. So they are important. The booties are important. However, there are other things you can use. There's a product on the market called Musher's Miracle or something. I forget the name. Musher's something. If you Google Musher's It's actually like a Vaseline that you can put on the dog's paws when you take them outside to protect them, which is also important. Also, watch out for cracking of the paws this time of year. Common sense just goes a long, long way. And with birds, if you have a bird in the house, birds can take cold weather. What they can't take is draft. So if you have a bird in the house, make sure they're not in any area that gets any type of drafted conditions in your home.
Right. Well, that's good stuff. So what kind of questions are you getting on the pet show at this time of year? Does it vary depending on the time of year as to the question? The pet show is on every weekend, by the way, on a lot of the same stations that carry this program. Warren Eckstein's been doing that show for years and years and years, taking calls from people, and that's what it is. It's calls with questions. But do they vary depending on the time of year?
They do vary depending on the time of year, but now they vary depending on the circumstances. For example, I'm getting a lot of people that are overly concerned now, or really concerned about what happens when this COVID thing is past us and they have to go back to work. So they get really, they're really afraid of separation anxiety, which we'll cover in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. All right. Okay. There it is. The word from the man who knows, Warren Eckstein. Check out his pet show, The Pet.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.